This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, right now, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. There's some new items over there right now that we put up there yesterday. So, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is how the president's question started out with Savannah Guthrie at the town hall he was at last night. Listen to this.
We're not doing that, so let's clear up a few things from the last one. You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, you didn't. You asked some follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy.
No,
my question to you is,
you've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like
I denounced white supremacy, okay?
You
denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Are
you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you wait a bit.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
By the way, has Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, have they denounced Antifa lately?
They haven't been asked.
And why do you think that is?
It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
To the people that are listening to me right now that are sitting on the fence, the very few that there are out there, there's no way in hell that you could vote for a Democrat knowing that they haven't been asked the questions that everybody else has been asking President Trump, that he's been answering, by the way, that are too obvious. They don't want him because they're so afraid they might offend somebody. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Go for it.
Well, I mean, notice that she didn't bring up Black Lives Matter, which is now, obviously with their website and all the things that they're doing along with Antifa, nobody's denouncing them anymore.
Right.
Nobody is.
Yeah. Now, the House Republicans have asked the FBI if it had Hunter Biden's alleged laptop during Trump's impeachment.
That was the first thing I asked when I wrote the article the other day. The FBI has had the hard drive since last December. And So that means, let's put things in context for those, for strategic thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
That means that during all of the Ukraine stuff and the impeachment, that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop with Ukraine stuff, pornography, China stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a remarkable interview on Fox last night between Martha McCallum and Rudy Giuliani, who also has a copy of the hard drive.
Yep.
Rudy comes out and says, I have the hard drive. Not one person has asked to see anything that's in it. And he and his staff have only been through 30% of the content that's on the hard drive. The New York Post, he said, has only been through 25%.
So we
don't even, what we've seen come out so far is just like the deck chair off the Titanic.
Yep, tip of the iceberg, right? Okay, let's talk about some money. Hunter Biden and the Biden money machine made lots of money. We know that he was selling to the Chinese influence to get to his father, the then vice president, $10 million a shot.
Well, this too is coming out of what was on that hard drive.
That's right.
And it's Rudy Giuliani's conclusion so far, because remember, there's more to it for context on that hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But it is that the very moment that Biden became a senator, they started selling access to any, not to foreign powers, but even to domestic organizations.
Yep.
And it is Hunter that said, you know, when we get this money from China, I have to give half of it to Pops, which would have been huge money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a RICO operation here.
Yep. And meanwhile, folks, we're coming up on the break, so we're going to have to bring this back after the break. But meanwhile, folks, the mainstream media, Twitter, Facebook is pushing this thing aside, and I'm going to read the message that appears on Twitter if you try to post this. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Pardon me, I choked on a cough drop that I'm sucking on here. But anyway, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, because they've got a number of wellness products there. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. And Denise now has some of those, so I'm going to ask her in a minute how that's working out. You just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and that saves you 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call, too, at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. So did you try those yet?
Yeah,
I'm
taking them.
It's a little early, I know, but we'll see what happens here after a couple of days or whatnot. Now, Hunter Biden, the bombshell, is being pushed aside by the mainstream media, by Twitter, by Facebook. And the message, the warning message you get on Twitter, if you try to post this, is the following. The link you are trying to access has been identified by Twitter and our partners as being potentially spammy or unsafe. In accordance with Twitter's URL policy, this link could fall into any of the categories below. Number one, malicious links that could steal personal information or harm electronic devices. Number two, spammy links that mislead people or disrupt their experience. Number three, violent or misleading content that could lead to real-world harm. Number four, certain categories of content that, if posted directly on Twitter, are a violation of Twitter rules. Ignore this warning ad, and your account could be suspended. Well, there you go. That's, gee, is that Communist China?
Well, look, Twitter, like Facebook, they have a collection, probably thousands by now, of words. And if any posts go up on their sites that include one or more of those words,
mm-hmm.
they start watching it. And I think after, you know, perhaps a certain number of usages, you're going to get some message from them, especially like Facebook, you know, it's a warning or you're about to go to Facebook jail. Now, those words change, and it was obviously a conscious decision by somebody at Twitter that if it had New York Post or if it had, you know, Biden's, you know, laptop or, you know, whatever,
right.
that they were to, you know, refuse the post on those. And then they have these canned responses or canned reasons why they're not posting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the matter of the New York Post article just kind of didn't fit in any of those reasons because the New York Post is what I think the fourth largest printer of news.
Right.
So Jack Dorsey comes out and goes, hey, you know, we handled this thing pretty badly and we're sorry. But he didn't fix anything because so many accounts had been suspended and still, in fact, remain suspended or blocked. And in some cases, you still cannot post the articles.
Correct.
So that's where we are.
Well, speaking of being suspended, C-SPAN's Scully, the guy who was going to be the moderator for the debate that they didn't have last night, has been placed on leave after admitted lying about the potential hacking he had to his computer, which didn't happen. And, of course, we had Scaramucci involved in that. It's unbelievable. Where's this all going?
Well, first of all, he says his Twitter account was hacked. That would make three times that he's used that excuse. So I am not really going to blame Scully for this chaos, although he certainly has a lot of it. I'm going to blame where we are with the entire scandal on the Presidential Debate Commission. Because not one of them, they say it's bipartisan, and there are a few Republicans on there, but the Republicans are never Trumpers.
Right.
And so I would say that that commission into itself is, you know, illegitimate. And the fact that they would have Steve Scully as the moderator for the second debate without even bothering to look at any of his positions, or even if they did, they ignored them, therein lies where, you know, it ought to be a marquee evidence of media bias against Trump. So Trump was quite right to bail out of the debate altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens if, in fact, there will be a third one. Apparently there's going to be, but, you know, stranger things have happened, haven't they?
Yeah, and, of course, we got a situation going on with Biden's campaign plane where a charter worker tested positive for coronavirus, which has got him wearing two masks now. But meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris has suspended all her activities for the next several days because her campaign staffer, I believe it was her publicist or what they call them, communications director, has tested positive for COVID-19. So suddenly that has become part of the mixture.
Correct. And I think there was, on her plane, there were two attendants on the plane that also had tested positive.
Now, witnesses praised the brilliant Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats predict real-world harm and deaths are going to happen if she gets appointed to the court. And this is wrong, and it's unconstitutional, and it's irrational, and all that crap. But the committee will vote on this on October the 22nd. There are enough votes to get her to the floor, and there are enough votes to get her confirmed on the 27th and get her sworn in by the 28th or 9th.
Correct.
So too bad, so sad.
Well, you know, the Democrats yesterday attempted a tactic to delay it, and they knew it was going to fail, but they tried anyway. Okay, so it doesn't. If you listen closely to the words of some of the questions or statements that the Democrats made yesterday, and even the day before, they are admitting there's nothing they can do to stop her from being on the bench.
Right.
Which is true. But what they were doing was sending a message, the Cory Bookers, the Dianne Feinsteins, and they were sending messages to the voters out there that these are reasons that you should vote for Biden and not vote for Trump. And most of all is because he's going to take away your LGBT rights. He's going to terminate Obamacare completely. So, I mean, it was really a 20 to 30 hours of infomercial against Trump.
Now, the other thing is, with all of this that's going on, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin did reach an agreement on the Democrats' language that they wanted in the national COVID testing plan.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Well, and you know, the federal government can only be a platform of guidance. If they're going to, you know, make all the tests and have them available out there, then you got to pay for it. So, you know, the House has got to cough up the money. But you have to have some kind of plan how this is all going to come down. So, but it's the states that carry it out, you know, based on guidance. So, I mean, that to me kind of doesn't mean anything as far as they've agreed on language.
Okay.
You know, and that was one of the big lies that Biden told last night, that Trump has no plan for distribution of the vaccine. That was in the very first question, which is ridiculous because the military is in charge of distribution.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we will talk to you on the weekend show tonight, so have yourself a great day and stay low up there in the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, the place to go. Sign up for all her different items and get on her early posts that she does. And there you go. You'll know what she does when she knows it, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Twitter had a major outage on Thursday. A note on the company's status website showed that Twitter was investigating an irregularity with its application programming interface, or API. Some service returned at 7 p.m. Eastern after being down for more than an hour. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden may be in some hot water. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this military news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Obviously, in the times in which we live, a good job is hard to find, a good career is hard to find. And that's one of them. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go, and I would strongly recommend, if you're interested in what they have to offer, take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080.
2080 and ask to take the tour. You'll be amazed by what you see. The campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the one down here in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay, Tampa Bay, from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Now, it's a career like none other because you're in demand and you can work anywhere in the world. Once you get certified, you could get a job, who knows, working for a military contractor in a foreign country or a foreign airline. Just all depends. But the money, you'll start off at about $60,000 a year, and very easily, depending on your own God-given ability, you might have yourself a six-figure job without just doing your job and doing what needs to be done. Now, a couple things here before I get into the military and veterans news. Former Congressman and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West has jumped into the Justice for MARSOC 3 petition that's out there, the miscarriage of justice that's being inflicted on the MARSOC 3 right now. The colonel says it's intolerable. Gunnery Sergeant Josh Negron, Gunnery Sergeant Danny Dreher, and Chief Petty Officer Eric Gilmet are being railroaded into unjust court-martials despite doing the right thing when nobody else would. Now, to find out more about what it is that we're talking about here, Google Justice for the MARSOC 3, and you'll know what it is I'm saying. By the way, Israel has been conducting covert raids over the Syrian border. They're sick and tired of the attacks that they've had on their country, so they've gone across the Syrian border a couple times. They've destroyed two Syrian outposts where some of these incursions were coming from, destroyed the outposts with explosives, and then snuck back into Israel before anybody knew that they were in Syria. Israelis are really good at that kind of stuff. Now, how will President Trump and Joe Biden handle veterans issues? Well, we all know that under Barack Obama, when Biden was there for the 8 years, it took quite a while for Concerned Veterans for America to get behind and push through the Veterans Choice Bill, because quite honestly, the Veterans Administration was many years behind. Computers weren't updated, still doing things manually by paperwork and all that. Now, under the Trump administration, we've had a number of dramatic changes with the VA and with veterans benefits and veterans issues in general. Things have changed dramatically for the good. It seemed like it was taking forever under the Obama-Biden administration. Just seems that way. But veterans organizations' policy issues are being directed anytime they come up by this administration, President Trump. With Obama and with Biden, it had to go through a sequence of people to get just even a basic answer. Now, the new force generation model aims to regionally align Army units, and it will give troops predictability. Here's what we're hearing from an Army general, Mark Milley. If we call you, you're going to go first because your equipment is tailored for that. You understand the environment, you know the adversary, and you know the plan. We'll see how that goes. Now, the secret history of Confederate post names in the Army that they never wanted you to know about was Army officials have argued for years against changing the names of its posts, insisting that officers who fought against the United States during the Civil War had a significant, if painful, place in its history. Many of those officers were West Point graduates. Many of them had been in the Union Army before they became Confederate generals and high-ranking officers. By the way, President Donald Trump's administration today welcomes Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto to the Pentagon. Now, Indonesia was once banned, but he's back and allowed into the country, and we'll see where that goes. Don't forget the two hostages that were released from Yemen are now free and back in the United States after a trade that returned more than 200 Houthi militants to Yemen. That's what they wanted. They got what they wanted. Also, the Army engineers are using 1950s breaching tech and robots that they believe might solve one of the problems they've got, neutralizing mines and obstacles, with a better way to do it. Now, to get soldiers out of one of the most dangerous battlefield situations, the Army is looking for better ways to detect and neutralize mines or obstacles and let the robots do the job instead of losing somebody in the middle of a minefield trying to work their way through. Also, the U.S. Army began building an entire virtual world a few years ago for its synthetic training environment to bring accuracy and real-life field of training. But the deployment of one-world terrain in Afghanistan has proved it's not just a training tool, according to Major General Maria Gervais, who's in charge of the service's STE development. Now, I saw the brand new helicopter that the Army is putting together. I saw a prototype of it. And this helicopter, the Army's next long-range assault aircraft, a brand new bird called the Long-Range Assault Aircraft, FLRAA, is something to see. It's replacing the UH-60 Black Hawk. The Army looks to modernize its aircraft vertical lift capability. It has a cabin for 12 combat-equipped troops and all their gear. It has a crew of four, fly-by-wire flight controls, an advanced rigid rotor system. It's got double rotors, advanced drive system. It's got the X2 technology in it. And I'm telling you, this is unbelievable. You take a look at this helicopter. Now, the other thing is, Brigadier General Wally Rugen, when talking about it, said, "We really are focused on our air assault mission configuration and what that means to the number of troops that would need to be aboard and what the requirements are needed to conduct the mission in darkness. Otherwise, the FLRAA program won't have a ton of mandatory attributes in order to leave a lot of space for innovation as long as we achieve that air assault mission configuration." And when you see that helicopter, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's like none other that I've seen designed for that mission. All righty, here comes the music. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, you can catch him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Listening to us up there at the Double D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia. They're right there out in the barn right now taking care of those horses that they stable there. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody from Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature and their fruits and veggie capsules. Now, you take 2 in the morning, you take 2 in the evening, and that should do the trick, and you'll feel like you got a little bit more energy, and you won't be as tired as quick, and this, that, and the other, because you're getting all the different vitamins and nutrients that you need on top of what you should be getting anyway. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, check out all the stuff they have there. They are a wellness company. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Go to balanceofnature.com and tell them the captain sent you. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Now, Rudy Giuliani, who happens to have the hard drive in his possession from Hunter Biden's computer, he got that because the person who realized they had the computer couldn't get anywhere initially with the FBI, so he turned to the president's people, and Rudy Giuliani, realizing what it was and what was going on, after he took a look at it, he has the custody of it right now. And even though some people are trying to say, well, there's nothing in there, on the Biden camp anyway. Oh, it's all made up. It's not true. It is true. It's not made up. And the mainstream media has been involved in an unusual cover-up of this and the criminality of what's been taking place with Hunter Biden selling access to his dad to the people in China, the big wigs in China, at $10 million a pop.
Yeah, my thing with this, Matt, I've been talking about this on my podcast, and I will this weekend as well, is that if they found out that it was $50 million a pop or $100 million a pop, it doesn't really matter. If you're one of those people out there that feels that it's, hashtag bad orange man, everything is Trump's fault, it really, at this point in time, those people would vote for Satan over Trump. So, a lot of people, and especially people that tend to vote on the left, I mean, corruption and stuff like that, they just accept it. To them, it's just like, oh, that's just what they do. Joe Biden has been in the Senate for 47 years. So it was 47 years old.
47 years in politics, yep.
Mm-hmm. Basically, he's got more get-out-of-jail-free cards than we know what to do with. And this is part of the problem with our country. Is part of the problem, the whole idea of the swamp. Before Trump was talking about the swamp, I was talking about the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil.
Yep.
Which, in my opinion, a lot more dangerous than Bush's Axis of Evil. Big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand to further their own needs. How many people have I reported on over the years? I think we have another example. John Corzine.
Yeah.
I ran Goldman Sachs. Okay, he also was a senator. He was also a governor. He also illegally bankrupted one of the nation's largest financial companies, MF Global, by doing something completely illegal. Did he get in any trouble? No. I mean, we can go on and on and on down the list of all of these people. Once you're connected, once you're a part of that group, nothing ever happens to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll make it in the news for a little while, but then it just goes away. We're supposed to be equal under the law in this country, but We're not, and that's most certainly a problem.
Well, the senators are going to subpoena the Twitter CEO over the New York Post Biden story, banning it from being put out there on Twitter, which, by the way, is still that way, and Facebook slow-walking it by saying that it needs to be fact-checked, so they're holding the story back. They're not saying they're not going to put it up there, but they're holding it back because they need to have a fact-check. But we do know one thing. Rudy Giuliani said that there's been so much evidence produced that the Biden family has been taking money illegally for many, many, many years. It's in the billions of dollars, even more than what we knew the Clintons had gotten with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, I most certainly think that they probably funneled billions of dollars, but ask yourself a question. All of these people that live and work in Washington, D.C., how do you become a millionaire? And millionaire many times over on that salary.
Influence.
How is it possible? Exactly. It's all illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything that they do is influence peddling, for crying out loud. It's a great movie that they did years ago. It wasn't that long ago. It was with Christian Bale. It was the story of the American Hustle. It was the whole ab scam story, if you remember, with Camden, New Jersey. And they were given suitcases of cash to politicians, and they caught them. It was a national scandal. You had the mayor of Camden, New Jersey. They brought in these oil sheiks, and the FBI pulled off this scam. Basically, what do you think they do now? They've just legalized it. They just figured out a way where you can get politicians tons of money and cash and whatever reason it may be. Do you think most of these politicians would normally get a book deal for $10 million and $15 million? No. No, that's a kickback. They don't make the money back on those books. What about speeches that they give? You're going to show up, you're going to give a speech for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden you're getting paid, $250,000 to $500,000 to do that? No, that's a way of kicking money back to these politicians for what they had done for you before.
Now, Ray McGuire, who's one of the senior most black executives on Wall Street, announced yesterday he's going to run for New York City mayor.
Yes, Citigroup is leaving. He's going to run. I mean, again, he is much more, he's a Democrat. He's much more of a centrist than the candidates that are running right now, and most certainly a hell of a lot different than de Blasio. So we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing to him. He's probably not woke enough for the left.
Okay. And we also found out yesterday that Wall Street is now set for its first $100 billion trading year in a decade.
Traders are moving money from point A to point B, obviously doing pretty well. Some of the big banks are obviously hurting in other areas. I'm a big fan if we should break up the big banks, where, if you want to trade, you trade. You want to be an investment bank, you be an investment bank. And you want to be a commercial bank, you be a commercial bank. All these outfits under the same roof is not a good idea. And we really need commercial banks right now to start getting money out to small businesses and entrepreneurs to get the economy going again.
Now, a documentary written by a black conservative by the name of Michael Brown about Amazon, suddenly Amazon says, well, no, that has nothing. There's no merit to that. It's not true. It has nothing to do with what we did or how we did it. Really?
I heard about that. They were blocking or censoring some sort of documentary. I haven't had a really chance to see what the content that's involved with that. But today is, there's going to be a grilling there in Washington in regards to some of the censorship that has taken place.
Yeah.
Maybe this might come up. Listen, I deal with every day. You deal with every day the lies that the media puts out there.
Yep.
The solution to lies in the media is not censorship. I just wrote a column about this. People have been lying for a long time, and we all know a lie will make its way many, many, many times around the world before the truth gets out the front door.
Yep.
I get that. But when you start censoring things, then basically what you're doing is you're allowing certain people in power to decide what the truth is. And that to me is frightening, especially, I'm in the free speech business like you. So it's, what we have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the Twitter CEO is going to be testifying in front of the Senate. I can't wait to hear what that's all about.
Yeah, Jack Dorsey is going to be up about their decision to do a myriad of different things. Supposedly, they're supposed to change their ways. He's obviously, for him to come and address this like this, they're obviously scared right now about something that might happen.
Well, they want to get rid of their, they call it the Section 230 privilege?
That privilege has to do with them, something being a town square and how they can be sued. There's, it's kind of nuanced to some degree. It's almost like being a newspaper, I think.
Okie dokie. We will talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and I look forward to hearing the Watchdog on Wall Street show over the weekend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And many of these same stations carry his radio show, his weekly radio show, on the weekend. So be listening for the Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.